Okay, so today we're talking to Keisha Willingham, and Keisha is a real estate agent. Keisha, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, thank you, thank you.
You know, the last time we met in a totally different capacity. Yes. I met you as mom.
Yes.
And yeah, we were working on some basketball stuff, mm-hmm. and good news, fortunately, came out of that. We had an interview, and now the offers are rolling in. Proud mama moment.
She was a freshman then. Now she's going into her junior year.
That is crazy. Yeah. Doesn't even feel like I've been here that long.
Yeah.
But I have, and I've been here long enough to know that Black-owned businesses do make a difference, regardless of what you heard of, what you may even believe. Black-owned businesses definitely make their mark on the economy. And we have a lot of Black leaders in the community. And sometimes I feel like I'm behind the learning curve, but the more I talk to people in Texarkana, I feel like there are even more people behind the learning curve when it comes to knowing people who are from the Black community, who are the Black community, who are making moves in this community to better the community and just to really take on a whole leadership role. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know how many African-American female real estate agents we have here.
It's only a handful.
I kind of figured that.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of figured that. Okay, so if you will, to our listening audience, tell them about you. This is Keisha Willingham, a.k.a. Keisha with the Keys, and I'm going to let her tell you a little bit about herself right now.
Well, my name is, like he just said, Keisha Willingham, a.k.a. Keisha with the Keys. I'm at Griffin Realtors, and my goal is to help as many people as I can become homeowners. It's a lot of people who they don't know what to do. They think that it's hard, and it's really not as hard as it may seem. They may be closer than they think, or they may be ready. So if they would call me, then I can get them in touch with the right people to find out what we need to do to get them in a house.
And, you know, that's so true when you said a lot of times you're closer than you even think you are.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
You know, and to have that person, that trusting person, that person you can trust, to go to and say, hey, this is what I got. This is what I can do, what I can't do.
Yes.
Who will be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Now, why did you choose real estate?
It's something that I've always wanted to do. I built a house from the ground up when I was 20. I was a single mom with a four-year-old and a six-month-old. And I built the house, and I've just helped other people, like other family, other friends. And I've helped them become homeowners. I've told them what to do. And it's just my passion.
Right.
So I want to help as many people as I can.
Well, I'll tell you guys, she lights up when she talks about it. So I definitely know it is certainly her passion. Keisha Willingham, Keisha with the Keys at, one more time, where'd you say it is?
At Griffin Realtors.
At Griffin Realtors. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Keisha, how long have you been doing this?
I've been a realtor since December.
Okay.
All right. 2019.
But this isn't your first go around with helping people.
No.
Okay.
I've been doing this for years. I just now have the title. That's the only difference, but I've been doing it for years.
Okay. And how many families have you put in homes so far? Estimate.
Just with being a realtor?
Uh-huh.
Or, okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay. I've had at least about four transactions.
Okay.
Since I've been in real estate, and I just became, like I said, I just got my license in December, and I became active in January.
Okay.
So then we had COVID, and mm-hmm. everything shut down, but I had a couple closings in March, and then I just had a closing here recently, and I have a few more lined up.
Okay, so I was going to ask you to touch on COVID. How did that affect the real estate business?
Well, it didn't really slow it down, but it's just that a lot of people don't want you to come into their home mm-hmm. right now. So it's hard to show. We have to do a lot of virtual showings.
Okay.
But we're still getting the job done, even in the midst of.
All right. So as an African-American woman, you're doing you.
Yes.
You're your own movement.
Yes.
How does it feel to be in the position that you're in? Changing lives is what you're
gosh.
Doing.
It's such a blessing. It's such a blessing because this is something that I've always wanted to do. So to finally be doing it,
mm-hmm.
it's crazy. Like, I get emotional just talking about it.
I can only imagine what that's like when you hand somebody some keys, especially.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Especially somebody who didn't think they were going to be able to buy a home.
Right.
That's a life changer
right
there.
Yes.
Well, okay, so what would you say to another African-American woman or man, or just anybody who is wanting to branch into real estate? What information, what advice would you have for them?
Well, it's not hard. A lot of people think it's hard. It's not really hard. You just have to get your classes done.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to of course, learn the material and then pass the test.
Okay.
So, and if anyone has any questions, I don't mind helping you or telling you what I did. I went through Champion Real Estate, School of Real Estate out of Dallas. But there are several other real estate schools you can go through, but that's just who I chose to go through, and it was good for me.
Okay. And what's that contact information, Keisha?
My contact information is 903-733-2092. That's my cell phone. I also have my email, which is kwrealtor123@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. If you're trying to get in touch with Keisha, you have two options. You can contact her via email, or you can call her at 903-733-2092. That's her cell number. And I'm sure if they don't want to call, they can text you,
oh,
right?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
You can text.
Okay, so I have a little bit of a personal question. I've asked the past couple of local Black-owned business owners who have come in here this. You know, with the passing of George Floyd, we saw a lot of people bond together who didn't necessarily look like each other, mm-hmm. who didn't think like each other. That was a true world changer,
yes.
not just a nation changer. And the world really started to take notice to the injustices in the system and the disparities when it came to African-American people. Really couldn't ignore it at that point in time. And I just feel like, because I'm such a free spirit and I have such a vivid imagination, I just feel like, you know, the ancestors are rejoicing about
yes.
the, which we got a long ways to go,
yeah.
but we're making strides.
It's progress yeah.
in the right direction, something they never would have been able to really just
no.
foresee happening.
No.
So you, young, successful, African-American woman, single mama, making it happen, and basically you are, like I said, you are your own movement.
Mm-hmm.
What would you think the ancestors would say or up there saying about you in heaven right now?
I think mine are for sure proud of me. Well, I pretty much know. I feel my grandma a lot of times. I feel her presence. So I feel like they're proud of me.
Absolutely.
Because I've definitely, I feel like everything that I went through was for a reason. And now I can help somebody else.
That's beautiful. I got chills.
Yeah.
I got chills. Well, I agree. And I'm telling you, you know, there's no telling what rooms your name is being mentioned in.
Right.
You continue to do what you do.
Yes.
Some little girl, some young lady, some
mm-hmm.
woman
mm-hmm.
is looking at you thinking, dang, if
yes.
Keisha's doing this, I can do this.
Yes.
I want to light up about my job
yes.
and my career like she's lighting up about her. So from me, from Magic 93.3, and from just the other women, from the African-American community, if I can speak on behalf
mm-hmm.
of the Black community, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
my
you,
pleasure.
Thank you. That, you know, that's an intimidating move to buy a home.
Yes.
And to have somebody that you can connect with, that you trust,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, don't make you feel like you're crazy.
Right.
Or that you are ignorant when
mm-hmm.
because we all are
mm-hmm.
when first home buyers
right.
we know what we're doing
right
and so you make that process easier
I do and I'm not gonna judge, you know, if you're having credit issues
mm-hmm.
I also have a credit program to help with that as well. It's MTIP Credit Solutions
okay.
LLC, so we'll get you there. Just call me.
Okay. And I'm sure if it's not overnight, you know how you can walk them through
oh,
baby
yes.
steps.
Oh, yes.
Set a goal.
Oh, yes.
Okay. All
mm-hmm.
right. I'm talking to Keisha with the keys, honey. Keisha Willingham. You can find her by calling her at 903-733-2092. That's her cell. You can call or text, or you can reach her at kwrealtor123@gmail.com. She is open to talking to you about buying a home if you're a first-time home buyer. If you're trying to get into another home, she's open to talking to you about that. If you want to know how to break into the real estate industry, she's open to talking to you about that. Matter of fact, I think she's even qualified to talk about how to fuel your passion and how to go after
yes.
how to go after what you know you want in life and you feel like you deserve, and that's exactly what she's done, and she's helping people and she's making a difference. This is the local Black-owned business spotlight brought to you by Monty Murray, the name you can trust.